Another big regular season win means we get to do the plays of the week. Coach Belichick joins me now. Scott Zolak with you here, Coach. A couple themes in this game. You got the running game going with LeGarrette Blount. We'll get to that. A couple nice pass plays, too, but your defense got the set the tone for you.
Well, it really did. This, I thought, was one of the big plays in the game, the short yardage play here in the third quarter. Third and one, and you know, not only did we make the stop here on third down, but a little stunt here between, you know, Branch and a middle linebacker, Freeney, and, you know, Branch stunts out and knocks the ball off. Rob Ninkovich recovers it. That was a big stop in the game. We played well defensively against the run, and that certainly, you know, helped make that a one-dimensional game. This is the same play from the end zone. But this is a big stop for us here, you know, enabled to, or kept the Redskins from really getting any momentum going or, you know, holding the ball or anything like that. So when Branch spun it over here and the back came, he saw Freeney coming into the other A gap and tried to cut it back. And, you know, Allen's got those long arms, got a lot of length in there, and was able to, you know, punch the ball away from Jones. And
it's kind of a repetitive theme for you guys here with Allen Branch to move those guards into the backfield, and makes the job of the end guys a little bit easier.
Yeah, it sure does. All yeah. Right. He's big and he's long. You know, he's got long arms.
All right, here we go, second quarter.
You know, this is really kind of a grinded-out game offensively. There weren't a lot of 80-yard touchdowns and things like that. There were a lot of plays like this. This is a, you know, a nice play here by Mike Williams coming in on this trap block. And, you know, our guards do a good job of getting up to the second level. So there ends up being really two levels on the defense, which creates space in the running game. And, you know, LG doesn't need a lot of room there to pop through it. You know, he got tripped up a couple times, and then he, you know, he broke several tackles and, you know, gained some good yardage in the secondary for us. But, you know, some of these quick hitting type plays where, you know, the defense just gets, you know, separated. We're kind of here. You know, and LG's got a nice lane down there to hit. But, you know, Cam and Josh Klein, you know, David Andrews, Shaq, those guys, you know, Sebastian, Stork did a good job for us, you know, inside. Another similar type of play, where the defense gets separated. This is, you know, Vollmer up on top, you know, getting the end turned out here, and linebackers get pinned. One thing that really helped us in the game, was the blocking from our wide receivers, and those guys just haven't gotten enough credit. You know, this is Edelman, but LaFell, Amendola, you know, have done a good job in here of coming in and, you know, getting a hat on those safeties and either, you know, keeping them out of the play, and creating a running lane, or in this case, tying them up enough so that they, you know, they aren't able to slip off and make the tackle. So again, you can see the same play here from the end zone. You know, but this is Golston, one of the, you know, probably, you know, better run players at safety in the league.
Guys, yeah.
Big physical guy, you know, Edelman coming in there, and, you know, Golston goes to take him on. And in the meantime, you know, Blunt's through it. Again, another nice job here by Mason and Andrews inside, kind of getting these two guys. We're two for two. We get them pinned. Sebastian turns the end out, and, you know, Julian's able to come in there and dig out the safety, and, you know, LG's got a nice hole here to work with.
Well, he's got a lot of wide holes. Some backs, you know, you need to really open things up, but he's a guy that can get skinny. He had a nice little day there for you.
He sure did. He really did. You know, in the third quarter, kind of a little bit more of the same. The Redskins started to, you know, become more aggressive on those inside plays, kind of stopping, like, a couple of the plays that we just showed, trying to, you know, pump guys up inside here. And, you know, once again, we do a good job here with the receivers of pinning the secondary inside. LeGarrette reads it and, you know, gets to the edge, and, you know, it's kind of a soft corner out here.
Is that Amendola stacked outside, or is that it?
Yeah, okay. Right. It's Amendola and Julian both coming in, and see LeGarrette's good, you know, finishing the run there, playing with good pad level. You know, he really does a good job, and we saw this last week in the Miami game too. He does a good job of getting his pads, you know, down so that the runner can't tackle the ball or tackle his body. You know, all he gets is, you know, a handful of shoulder pads and a helmet. And, you know, with LG's strength and balance, he's able to, you know, tack on another, you know, 10, 12 yards to those runs with his running style and, you know, physical style.
I see the sideline get excited, too.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Right. So, you know, this is, you know, Rob at the point of attack, and this is Julian coming in on the crack block, and then, you know, Danny, you know, coming in and following, you know, Julian's guy in. So, you know, Julian gets the first one, Danny gets the second one, and, you know, that leaves the corner, Blackman, you know, left for LeGarrette. And so now we create a one-on-one situation with our back in the corner, and that's, you know, the kind of matchup we're looking for. But, you know, this is definitely a good job by the offense of, you know, seeing how Washington kind of made their adjustment in the second half to, you know, clog up this inside part of the running game, and, you know, how we were able to get the ball outside, you know, get some production on the outside of the formation.
It's nice to see the versatility of Stork, too. He finally get this guy back and, you know, former center. He didn't really play much center. He had the goal line snap. There he is at right tackle getting a great push.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
And, of course, the screen game was really, you know, really just kind of an extension of the running game. We were able to, you know, get a couple of plays like this. LaFell, you know, does a nice job on this screen. And, you know, this is Vollmer coming out here. But a real good block here by Andrews. You know, coming out and, you know, cutting down the pursuit.
Wow.
You know, giving, you know, LaFell a chance to get upfield. Brandon did a good job running with the ball, you know, breaking tackles there as well, picking up 5-6 extra yards. So the screen game, even though it was, you know, technically passing plays, it really were, you know, running plays, extensions of the running plays. And again, this is the offensive line. So this is now Cam Fleming coming out here, you know, making the kickout block. You know, Shaq Mason, David Andrews, Fleming. You can see all those guys running well. We have pretty good speed inside here in the offensive line position. So they're able to, you know, get out, get into space, get some downfield blocks, you know, knock these guys around a little bit. And, you know, Danny, you know, as always, does a real good job running with the ball, finding a seam and getting through it.
So everything's predicated on timing, too. People think, you know, everything, you know, as far as the passing game, ball's got to come out quick right there. But your linemen, as you alluded to, pretty darn good job with the timing there.
Yes, and you know, this is a real good example right here, exactly what you're talking about, Scott, of, you know, the quick pass out to LaFell, and then here comes Fleming, and the receiver in this case, you know, Joe getting back inside of that kickout block, and Fleming getting out there and getting just enough on him so that Breland can't make the play, and now, you know, Joe can clear a line of scrimmage and get into the second level, so... the timing on the screen passes, the execution, you know, with the line, the receivers, whether it's one receiver or two receivers out there, whatever it is, but to be able to get all that timed out and then to pick out these guys in space and get them blocked is, you know, it's definitely a timing play.
That's good stuff right there. All right, Coach, great win against the NFC East team. We got another one this week.
We sure do.
Look forward to going down to Meadowlands.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for joining us on the Plays of the Week. See you next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.